Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back, Deep Divers. This time, we're ditching the academic journals and diving headfirst into a real-life neighborhood drama.
Oh, this sounds juicy. I love a good neighbor story.
This one comes straight from the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast, and let me tell you, it's a doozy.
All right, I'm all ears. Lay it on me.
So we've got John and Olivia living the suburban dream with their two dogs, Loki, a German Shepherd, and Zeus, Belgian Malinois.
Sounds pretty idyllic so far. What's the catch?
Well, everything's peachy until their new neighbor, Greg, moves in.
The new neighbor. Always a wild card.
And instead of the usual friendly greetings, Greg welcomes them with, wait for it, a typed letter.
A typed letter? That's a bit formal, don't you think?
Formal and a little foreboding. The letter details Greg's hypersensitivity to sound.
Interesting. Could be a genuine medical condition or a way to set the stage for some, shall we say, control issues.
That's what's so fascinating about this case. Greg's hypersensitivity becomes the central theme of the whole saga.
So how do John and Olivia react to this unusual welcome?
Like any reasonable people, they try to be understanding. They want to be good neighbors.
It's the neighborly thing to do, right?
Exactly. But Greg's requests, they quickly take a turn from considerate to, well, let's just say extra. We're talking passive-aggressive texts about the dogs running, sneezing, even the fence creaking.
Wow. So he's going from 0 to 60 pretty quickly.
You could say that. It's like he's hyper-aware of every little sound, and he's not afraid to let John and Olivia know about it.
It's interesting how sound can be such a source of conflict, isn't it? It's so subjective. What one person finds peaceful, another might find unbearable.
Absolutely. And in this case, it seems like Greg's sensitivity is pushing the boundaries of what's reasonable. It's week 2 and things escalate. Picture this. Olivia comes home to find her car blocked in the driveway by Greg.
Seriously, what's his justification this time?
Oh, you know, just the sound of the dog's paws on the pavement. Unbearable, he claimed.
The dog's walking. Really, that's taking things to a whole new level.
Right. It's like he's intentionally trying to disrupt their lives, make things difficult. It's at this point that John and Olivia start to wonder, is this truly a medical condition or something else entirely?
That's the question that keeps coming up as we delve deeper into this story. Is it genuine hypersensitivity or a calculated manipulation?
And trust me, things get even weirder. By week 3, Greg has graduated from passive-aggressive texts to full-blown documentation.
Documentation? What do you mean?
He's taking meticulous notes on the dog's activities, like time-stamped entries about their parking, playing, even when they're just chilling in the yard.
It's like he's building a case against these dogs. What's he planning to do with all this information?
Well, in a move that can only be described as audacious, Greg posts a noise ordinance sign in the neighborhood. The catch: it's completely made up.
Wait, he fabricated a noise ordinance? That's bold and kind of hilarious.
Oh, it's definitely got a dark comedic element to it. But for John and Olivia, it's just another layer of this increasingly bizarre situation. They're starting to feel like they're living in a sitcom gone wrong.
I can imagine. It's like they're trapped in a game with ever-changing rules, and they're always the ones losing.
Exactly. But the real head scratcher is, what's driving Greg? Is this a genuine case of sensory overload or something more sinister?
I'm leaning towards sinister, but who knows? Maybe there's more to this story than meets the eye.
There's definitely more to come. Stay tuned, because things are about to get even wilder. We're talking trash wars, megaphones, and a whole lot of glitter.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Glitter. I'm intrigued.
We'll dive into all that and more in part two of our deep dive. Okay, so we left off with Greg, our noise-sensitive neighbor, meticulously documenting the daily activities of Loki and Zeus, and even going so far as to fabricate a noise ordinance sign.
Yeah, that was a pretty bold move. I'm curious to see what he does next.
Well, brace yourself, because week four brings us the trash war.
Trash war. Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What happened?
John and Olivia go out to take out the trash one morning and find their bins overflowing.
Overflowing with what? Just extra trash.
Not exactly. We're talking shredded paper and, get this, raw chicken.
Raw chicken. That's disgusting. And strategic. Who wants to deal with a potential rat infestation?
Right. It's a pretty nasty tactic. And of course, Greg plays innocent, even suggesting that maybe they have rats.
Oh, I bet he did. Classic gaslighting, making them doubt themselves and their own hygiene.
The new low, even for Greg.
Yeah.
But just when you think it can't get any weirder, week five arrives, and things take a turn for the darkly comedic. Imagine a rainy afternoon, Loki and Zeus are quietly playing in the mud.
Enjoying that doggy spa day, I imagine.
Right. No barking, no drama, just two pups having some muddy fun. But this apparently is still too much for Greg.
Oh boy, here we go. What does he do?
He grabs a megaphone.
A megaphone?
I kid you not. And proceeds to stage a fake call to animal control, dramatically complaining about the dogs snorting.
Snorting?
Snorting. I mean, dogs snort. It's kind of their thing. You'd think so, right? But for Greg, it's another noise violation. And he's not afraid to put on a show for the whole neighborhood. But it gets even better. The next day, John stumbles upon a video posted on their local community Facebook page.
Let me guess. Starring Loki and Zeus.
You got it. It's a shaky, zoomed-in recording of the dogs playing in the yard. Narrated by Greg, of course, lamenting the noise pollution caused by these beasts.
Oh, come on. Noise pollution from two dogs playing. I swear, this guy's living in a different reality.
He really is. But thankfully, the video gets a grand total of 12 views and one very sarcastic comment. So much for public outcry.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win any internet fame with that one.
But it does raise some interesting questions about how technology can amplify these kinds of conflicts, doesn't it? Turning even the smallest disputes into public spectacles.
It's a double-edged sword, that's for sure. But back to Greg, the noise crusader. What happens next? You mentioned glitter earlier. I'm still waiting for that part of the story.
Oh, the glitter is coming. Week six, my friend, is when things reach peak absurdity. Picture this. John and Olivia wake up one morning to find Greg in their backyard, wearing earplugs. A tinfoil hat.
Wait, a tinfoil hat? Is he trying to block out alien signals now?
Who knows? But here's the kicker. He's sprinkling glitter everywhere.
Glitter? What in the world? What possible explanation could he have for that?
When confronted, Greg earnestly explains that the glitter is for sound insulation, meant to reflect noise waves.
Sound insulation, glitter. I mean, I've heard some wacky things, but that's a new one.
It's like he stepped into a different dimension, where glitter has magical noise-canceling properties. But this time, Greg's antics finally crossed the line. John calls the police.
It's about time. I'm dying to know what the police make of this whole glitterous sound insulation defense.
You and me both. And that's where we'll pick up in part three of our deep dive into the saga of Greg, the noise-sensitive neighbor. All right, so picture this. The police arrive at John and Olivia's house, ready to deal with a noise complaint.
Oh, I bet they weren't expecting to find a guy in a tinfoil hat scattering glitter.
I know, right? You can only imagine their expressions when Greg tries to explain his glitter sound insulation theory.
It's almost too good to be true. Like, did they even try to keep a straight face?
To their credit, they handled the whole thing with remarkable professionalism. They listened to Greg's explanation. They checked on Loki and Zeus, who were, of course, completely oblivious to the drama unfolding around them.
Those poor dogs probably just wanted to go back to their mud puddles.
I know, right? But after assessing the situation, the officers gave Greg a warning for trespassing and a firm reminder to stay off John and Olivia's property.
It's about time someone set some boundaries with this guy.
And that police visit turns out to be the turning point in the whole saga. You see, Greg had been racking up complaints from other neighbors as well.
Ah, so it wasn't just the dogs. Greg was on a one-man mission to silence the entire neighborhood.
Pretty much. But his reign of terror finally comes to an end when, get this, he refuses to pay rent.
He refused to pay rent? What was his reasoning this time?
He argued that his duty to police noise was more valuable than money.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure that's not how landlord-tenant law works.
Yeah, I don't think any judge would buy that argument. So, long story short, Greg is evicted.
And just like that, peace is restored to the neighborhood.
Exactly. John and Olivia, they finally get their happy ending. They throw a backyard party to celebrate with Loki and Zeus as the guests' honor, of course.
Now that's a party I'd love to attend. Lots of good food, good company, and maybe a few stray sparkles.
Oh, about those sparkles. John says he still finds glitter in the yard sometimes. A little reminder of the whole ordeal.
A glitter bomb legacy.
But instead of getting annoyed, it makes him laugh. He's turned the whole experience into a funny anecdote, proves that they came out on top.
That's such a healthy way to deal with something so frustrating. It's like they took back their power by finding the humor in it.
Exactly. Their story shows that even when faced with the most absurd situations, you can choose how you react. You can let it consume you, or you can find a way to laugh it off.
And sometimes laughter is the best revenge.
Well said. But Greg's story also brings up a bigger question. Was his hypersensitivity real, or was it all an act?
It's a question without a clear answer. Maybe it was a bit of both. Maybe he started with a genuine sensitivity, but then it morphed into something else, a way to control his surroundings, to exert power.
It's a reminder that sometimes the line between reality and perception can get pretty blurry.
And that even the quietest neighborhoods can harbor some pretty strange characters.
Speaking of strange characters, I'm curious to hear from you, our listeners. What are your thoughts on Greg's story? Have you ever encountered a Greg in your own life?
And how did you handle it? We'd love to hear your stories and insights.
You can share your thoughts on our website or social media. We always love hearing from you. But before we sign off, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Go for it.
John and Olivia's story reminds us that even in the face of absurdity, even when it feels like you're trapped in a bad sitcom, there's always hope. There's always a way to find your own happy ending.
And sometimes that happy ending involves a little glitter.
Until next time. Deep divers, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep laughing at the absurdity of it all.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad?
I had protein this morning, right?
Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.